G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2016. Back on deck after a mute but successful week off.
Maybe we should do that every week. Too blight and no talking.
Well, look, I could handle not talking about footy at the moment. It's always, last week was a diabolical week. I think we made the right decision not to waste everyone's time talking shit about stuff that was going to be shit. That being said, there were some pretty good results and good to see the D's start to play some fantastic football.
Give How many fans, weeks do you reckon that lasts? One.
Give their fans, give their fans a taste of things to come. They've almost sucked me back into their model of raping me. So we'll see where that ends up. But as it stands, we've got a decent week of footy. Everything comes down to percentage for the top sides. And everything comes down to the win and the loss for Hawthorn. So let's have a look at it.
We kick things off Friday night. We're at the Docklands for the Western Bulldogs and Collingwood. Dogs laying about 3 goals. Total points line mid-160s.
Like the Pies at the plus. Disappointing loss last week. But Western Bulldogs, I don't think they've got a 3-goal win in them against anybody at the moment. They can get it done, but they're a low-scoring side. The under...
It's tempting, isn't it? But it's 165 under the lid.
Under the lid. Like, it's just weird. But, I mean, what did they score last week? 120
Not many.
Or something like that? It's just the model that the Dogs are playing at the moment. Mm. Not conducive to scoring. But I think that Collingwood have got a good enough performance in them that they'll get within 3 kicks. I still expect the Dogs to win, but I think Collingwood will be a show with a couple of minutes to go in this game.
Mm. Bit like the game of the MCG couple of months back now, where Collingwood ran out of troops towards the end and only got beaten by 3.5 goals in a low-scoring game.
Yep. And, I think the Doggies are just in... Damage control is not the right word, but they're just doing what they need to do to get through. And they'll conserve later in the game if they've got a lead. And the Pies have got enough firepower. Much like last week, we didn't discuss, but would have discussed. Pies have been phenomenal with their tackling pressure and their run at the game, their embrace of the contested nature of the game over the last month. Last week was a fallback for them. You just can't keep up that intensity over a 5-6 week stretch, but one fallback and they'll be, hey boys, this is what we need to do. Let's get back to it. I expect them to come out all guns blazing and they'll give themselves a real good chance of winning this game. Plus for me.
I couldn't find one here. Both sides, really strong trends covering at the Docklands. Dogs also really strong to the under. If I had to bet, I would bet the under. I've got a slight lean that way, but it's still a low line under the lid, and I can't talk. I've lost too many games betting totals that Eddie had this year. I should have bet and lost, subsequently lost none, but I've pretty much lost a lot. Mm. So I won't be getting sucked back into that again. We move to Saturday afternoon and we're at the Gabba for Brisbane and Carlton. Lions getting almost 3 goals, total points line low 190s.
Brisbane have got their travails, as we all know. They're battling along, but they're a good team at home, or they're a stronger team at home, as we know, by the length of the Flemo. Carlton really, really disappointing last week. They'll have done a bit of soul searching this week and said, well, why did we let that occur? If you've watched any of the footy shows this week, they've shown a lot of footage about Carlton and their lack of intensity and their lack of effort and lack of endeavour. I don't imagine that Bolton will stand for that 2 weeks in a row. If they put up that sort of performance again...
That's how blokes end up in the twos.
This stage of year, that's how a lot of blokes end up delisted.
Yep.
That's the bottom line. So there's probably a few jumpers at Collingwood Carlton this week playing for their careers, I would have thought, after that sort of performance last week. I couldn't quite get to a bet this week. Carlton I've really liked as underdogs this year, but as favourites...
On the road.
Probably just too much there just to stick out of it. But expect Carlton to win, but I wouldn't be surprised if Brisbane actually upset the apple cart this week and just really rain on Bolton's parade.
Yeah, no bet here for me either. Brisbane, really strong trend to the over. Basically, they can't defend anyone.
Yeah.
Carlton, it's been a long time since they ran up a number.
Mm.
So I really struggled. 190, it felt a little high.
It's a big line, it is a big line.
You really are, it's the Brisbane-Essendon conundrum though. You really are trusting the fact that Brisbane cannot stop anyone. which may or may not be true. But there's enough there for me to stay out of this one. Much more interested in the next game, the Saturday afternoon duo. We're at the MCG for Hawthorn and North Melbourne. Hawks laying a little over 3 goals. Total points line, mid-170s.
Well, probably, I was speaking to a colleague about this the other day, who's a North Melbourne supporter, and probably the last complete game that North Melbourne played was against Hawthorn. They were unfortunate to lose that day, but their form has been lacking since that time, and I think they get themselves up for Hawthorn games. They get a little bit of mongrel about them, and they really rip in, and they fly close to that edge, which I think you need to do if you're trying to play a contested brand of football. I expect Hawthorn to bounce back from last week. They looked like they lacked a little bit. Ben Stratton carrying an injury is a worry for us, because he's your logical matchup for a Lindsay Thomas sort of type. Could even play on a Burma Harvey at a pinch, but Hawks to win relatively comfortably. I don't like the fact that North Melbourne are now down to one forward, with Ben Brown likely to miss the rest of the season. I'm not sure where their scores are coming from. But on the converse of that, Hawthorn do probably understand that wins are wins at this point in time, and they just need to keep winning to play to make the top four. Percentage, they can't make up 20 percentage points in the last three rounds. So that being said, I'm going to throw that all out the window. I reckon this will be a shootout. Over. Bang. I'm going against my own logic, but it's happening.
I'm stepping into the over here. I can't believe this has come up mid-170s for a Hawthorn game with fine conditions in the day.
Yep.
Or fine conditions anywhere that's not Tassie.
Yep.
That's at least 10 or 15 light. North have struggled for points of late, but Hawthorn don't really cripple sides with their defence. That's just not the way they go about it.
Yeah, they're a strangle more than a cripple. Yeah.
And the head-to-heads, they've been reasonably high-scoring games. Also keen on North at the plus for all the reasons you outlined. Hawthorn just need the win. They tend to play Hawthorn pretty close, North Melbourne. As you said, they nearly got across the line at the Docklands earlier in the year. If they kicked straight, they would have. They won a couple of years back at the Docklands. They got hosed one game in the middle. They don't play the MCG terribly often, but they got a pretty good cover record there. And I think this is at least a goal too many. So I'm going to have North plus and the over.
I'm going to throw it out there right now, just for the view of the listeners. If North cover, this game will go under. That's the only way North cover. Hawthorn need to kick 120 points for this to go over. And North aren't getting within water or that, I wouldn't have thought. But my 2 cents... Shift along.
Saturday twilight, we're up in Western Sydney at Spotless Stadium for the Giants and the Eagles. Giants laying about 4 goals. Total points line just above 180.
Yeah, it's just the West Coast on the road. West Coast on the road has really frustrated all year. The form line hasn't improved all that much from the start of the year when they couldn't kick 10 goals on the road.
Yep.
That being said, I do think, I expect G-Dub to win and win really well this week.
So do
as
I.
As good as they're going. But I'm not going to play the minus. I'm actually going to go the over. I think this is the sort of game that could be your real Malcolm Blight special, where it could be sort of 28 goals to 20. Because G-Dub will go all out of fence, trying to get their percentage up to really secure them that spot in the top two. And West Coast have the capacity, and they have the potential, and they have the forward structure to be able to hit you on the rebound when it goes wrong. Mm. So it's going to be West Coast scoring on the rebound, GWS scoring from stoppages, and I think this game could go 200 plus.
I've gone the other way, because I don't think GW will score. I don't think West Coast will score.
No.
They came to the MCG, got 53 against Hawthorn, 49 against Sydney, 40-something or other against Geelong, 70-odd against Carlton. They can't score
on the road. Have you got a stat there for what the head-to-head is when we've gone? against each other on bets this year?
Lines, yeah.
I don't give a fuck whether it's lines or totals. I reckon I'm about 7-0, so...
I'll check that. But totals are definitely my favourite.
But just listen to me, people.
G-Dub at the minus and the under for me. I think there's space for both of them here.
Fair
enough. G-Dub have covered 7 in their last 9 as home favourites. Eagles, only 2 of their last 6 as underdogs on the road. Only 7 in their last 19 on the road, full stop. Both sides trend strong under in these conditions. G-Dub trend under as favourites. West Coast trend heavily under on the road as road underdogs, and in twilight and night games, they don't score.
Bang.
They score at Subi. This game at Subi, I'd be steaming into the over with the same number.
Mm.
I could see West Coast being kept 8 or 9 goals here, and that leaves a fair bit of space for G-Dub to cover and the under to still skid in.
Bang.
Saturday night, we're at the Docklands for St Kilda and Sydney. Saints, now this one opened about 4.5 goals, and the Saints are now into about 3.5 to 4 goal underdogs, so a bit of a move for them already. Total points line open, low 170s, now into the high 160s.
St Kilda just need to win, bottom line, to get in. And St Kilda, and sorry, Sydney need...
well, then they're in the same percentage mess that everyone else...
It'll be a high scoring affair, I imagine. Docklands, St Kilda are actually playing a great game, a great brand of football at the moment. They're open, they run hard. It's quite the opposite of what Sydney do when they're generally playing against these fresher teams, which is where they try and out-muscle them and bash them around on the inside. I'm really looking forward to watching this game because I think St Kilda are a really good chance to win. I think they'll have the intensity, they'll have the effort. I think on Etihad, they just know that they know every inch of that ground. I think they've got 5 or 6 really sharp half forwards, come midfielders that can hurt you from anywhere. So I'm very comfortable taking the plus here. Albeit Sydney are the form team of the competition and can take anyone on, but secure at the plus, and I think this is an overs game as well. 167 is a pretty low line under the lid with two teams with strong scoring capacity, so I'm happy to take both sides here.
Yeah, I couldn't find one in the end. I do like St Kilda and the way they're playing footy at the moment. Swans have actually covered their last 3 at the Docklands. They don't get down there too often, but they tend to get the job done when they're there. The last time they played St Kilda there, they won by 16 goals. Head-to-head recent history is generally mid to high scoring games, but both sides do trend under at the Docklands, particularly St Kilda, and that's just enough to keep me out of though that high 160s. If I hadn't lost so many games betting totals that Eddie had this year, I'd bet this, but I'm just sick of losing on things that I promised myself I won't bet on. So no bet for me. Second of the Saturday night games, we're at the Adelaide Oval for Port Adelaide and Melbourne. Definitely the poorer relation of the two Saturday night games. The Power laying 2.5 goals, total points line, high 170s.
I really want to take Melbourne the plus. I really, really do. But every single time I've trusted them, they've fucked me. So as good as they were last week and as promising a side as they are, no. Nothing for me.
Yeah, I couldn't get near the line at all for that exact same reason. Port have also got a really good record head-to-head against the Demons. Won the last couple really comfortably. I quite like the under here, and I'm going to back it. Port really strong to the under in twilight night games. I've always got a tendency towards the under in night games when it's not the Docklands.
Yep.
I think there's enough space here on a high 170s line. A little bit worried that neither side is particularly fantastic defensively, but I'm willing to play into the fact that the night trend will do enough, and 180 is still plenty of space.
Bang!
Sunday afternoon, we're at the Docklands. Oh, God, what a bludger of a game this will be. Essendon and the Gold Coast. Bombers getting about 3.5 goals. Total points line open around the mid-180s, now into the low 190s.
Well, you said it's a bludger of a game. I think this is the bet of the round. Gold Coast at the plus... Gold Coast at the minus is an absolute moral here. They've played really strong footy, pushing GWS to the wire last week.
Can they get it done on the road?
Don't care. It's Essendon. Yeah. They're playing a VFL team. 3.5 goals. This is the shortest Essendon's opened other than when they had their interclub all year.
Well, the Brisbane game, we were favourites.
Oh, but Brisbane's shit. We're not. That's ridiculous. They're reading too much into that, to be honest. Like, Gold Coast...
Well, Gold Coast won by 10 goals in round one.
And that should have been the line. Like, Gold Coast pushed a top four side to the wire last week, and Essendon have had one win this year.
You do regardless, have to flip it a bit for Gold Coast on the road, but that's probably 10 goals, maybe 6 goals, 5 to 6 goals in Melbourne.
And we've still got plenty of room.
Yep.
This is the bet of the week for mine.
Yeah. Well, I'm not betting against the Bombers, so...
Pussy. Hate money.
You've not bet against Hawthorn all year. And they,
no, but I bet their games.
They keep winning. They're winning games. They're not covering different.
Come on, mate. Come on.
Richmond Geelong is the second of the Sunday afternoon games. We're at the MCG for that one. Tigers getting a bit over 5 goals. Total points line, low 170s.
Promising signs for Richmond last week. I thought they actually started to run and carry the ball a bit more through the midfield, take the game on a little bit more. They'll struggle against Geelong, though. They're a quality outfit and gearing up for top four.
This is a trap game for Geelong, though. They like winning them, but they hate covering when they're big favourites.
Yeah, when
I priced this game up, I ended up leaning Richmond, but fuck, I'm not backing them.
Nah, me either. I've got no financial interest in this game.
Nah, beat it. Final game of the week is Sunday Twilight game, but it's a 2:40 start over in Perth. We're at Subiaco for Fremantle and Adelaide. Dockers, amazingly, who would have thought at the start of the year the Dockers could go around 7 goal underdogs at home? Total points line, mid 180s.
Yeah, look, it's another tough one. I mean, Adelaide on the form they showed last week probably should have started 90 point favourites, but...
They probably would in Adelaide.
Yeah, oh mate, and that throws your equation of 2x2x2 into a little bit of an upheaval there.
Yeah. I think, I mean, once it's already a big line, you might go 3. So 7 goals, 10 at a neutral, 13 at Adelaide.
Yeah. Look,
it's too many for me to play.
It's too many for me as well. I expect Adelaide to win and win well, and I wouldn't be surprised if they win by 80 or 90 points, to be honest. They've got the momentum. They've got the team to get the job done. And Freo aren't really playing for anything. They'll probably butt a few youngsters and rest a few of the older blokes and try and maybe look towards some sort of soul-searching expedition for next year, whether it's in a yurt somewhere, I'm not sure. But, Adelaide to get the job done easy, but I'm not betting this game.
No, I've got plenty of bets already this week. I don't need another unnecessarily.
So, good way to fuck up your weekend, betting on a
game that doesn't really matter.
Sunday twilight game between Freo and Adelaide. What better way to fuck your weekend up?
So total of 5 for me this weekend, all on the Saturday. So I've got North Melbourne at the plus, the over in that same game against the Hawks, GWS at the minus, the under in that same game, and the under in the Port Adelaide Melbourne game.
Well, I've managed to find 6 this week. I've got the Pies at the plus, over in the Hawthorn North Melbourne game, over in the G-Dub West Coast game. I've got St Kilda at the plus the over in the same match, and G-Dub at a very, very tasty minus.
Jeez, we're hooning around on Saturday, Arvo. That's a big day. That's Super Saturday.
Mate, my boys will be running around playing the prelim final. Not a prelim final, but a curtain raiser to a prelim final down at Bateman's Bay. So I'll not be watching a single game, and I'll find out at about 5:30 on Saturday afternoon whether I'm very angry or very poor. It'll be one of the two. I'll still be poor. But I'll be happy and poor. I'll be angry and poor or happy and poor. One of the two.
There we go. Good luck and good punning, folks.
Get around it.